NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. American industry has always been good at high-tech research, but its record of turning that research into usable commercial products is mixed. To help attack that problem, Congress created the Small Business Innovation Research Program, or SBIR, in 1982. The goal? Let small businesses do cutting-edge research for federal agencies while creating new jobs and technologies that will sell in the private marketplace. John Glab is NASA's SBIR program manager.
Small business innovation research was an attempt to create new and better ways of doing things that we had done in the past by making improvements in what we were doing.
Let's suppose you've designed the proverbial better mousetrap. You think NASA could use it and might want to help develop it. The first thing you do is send in a solid research proposal that will win you Phase 1 funding, about $50,000.
The money you get in Phase 1 is to write your Phase 2 proposal. And if you look at it that way, you want to be able to have enough flesh on the bones of your Phase 1 so that somebody's willing to entertain the thought of giving you another $500,000 to develop it.
Is $50,000 enough for a business to really start research? Glab says he's found SBIR gives NASA and other agencies a lot of bang for the buck.
The thing that we found out quickly back in the early days was that $50,000 spent in a small company gets you a lot more than $50,000 spent with a big company. There's not the overhead with a small company. The small companies are hungry, and they want to prove themselves to NASA so that they have opportunities in the future.
Congratulations. NASA actually wants to develop your mousetrap idea in Phase 2. You now have $500,000 and 24 months to produce something tangible.
An operational model, a proof of concept model, beta test software, things that you could get your hands on, look at, and say, yes, this is something that we can take on to the next step, Phase 3, and commercialize. And this is where private sector money would come in and provide the opportunity to actually make a marketable product.
NASA has the right to use your mousetrap in its aeronautics and space research, but it can't sell or give the technology away.
The small company owns the complete commercial rights to market this. There are no royalties paid back to NASA. There are no licensing fees. There are no encumbrances on that whatsoever.
Glab points out that there are lots of SBIR success stories, but the results don't usually show up as specific products on the shelves at your local store.
The technologies are embedded in new things that you will use, automobiles, aircraft, materials, things for the shoes on your feet, the clothes on your back, the food you eat, but you'll never see an SBIR label on any of it.
Today, the emphasis in SBIR is on so-called dual-use technologies, those that help both government and industry. Glab talks about one company's accomplishment.
The company was able to develop a technology for packaging integrated circuits that both fit NASA's needs and the needs of the major computer industries. In fact, they have been able to take an entire IBM PC, all of its integrated circuits and memory, and put it into a device the size of a sugar cube. The potential for that in future markets, I don't have to tell you.
Small Business Innovation Research. It's one of the most high-payoff programs the government has for the nation's economy.
The products and services and the new jobs are being created are real. They're in the small business segment of the economy. It's very dynamic, very productive. I think it will continue to be that way. And that if you out there have an idea that you think needs audience at NASA, I suggest you get a copy of the SBIR solicitation. Write us a proposal and see if you've got something that we need. Who knows? You might get famous and rich at the same time. It could happen.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.